This message comes from NPR sponsor, Noom. Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, helps you build new habits for a healthier lifestyle. Check out The Noom Kitchen for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Biden picks up a key endorsement for his reelection campaign.
The Kennedy family endorses Joe Biden for president.
At a Philadelphia campaign event moments ago, human rights activist Kerry Kennedy joined more than a dozen other relatives in formally endorsing the incumbent over her brother, Robert Kennedy Jr. Critics are concerned that the third-party candidate running as an independent will cost Biden votes in the race against the GOP's presumptive presidential nominee, Donald Trump. It is the third day of former President Trump's criminal trial in New York, and the two sides don't seem much closer to seating 12 jurors and six alternates by the end of tomorrow before opening statements can begin. NPR's Ximena Bustillo reports the latest setbacks in Trump's hush money payment trial.
The search is still on to find a fair and impartial jury. Tuesday's day in court wrapped up with seven jurors seated. But this morning, one juror voiced concerns with her ability to be fair and impartial. She said that friends and family sent her news reports that described her and potentially identified her. The jury is supposed to be anonymous for their safety. A second juror was also excused, bringing the total seated to five. Trump pleaded not guilty to 34 felony counts related to payments made to adult film star Stormy Daniels ahead of the 2016 election. A unanimous jury is needed to convict or acquit him. A verdict in the case could come before the November election. Ximena Bustillo, NPR News, New York.
The UN Security Council meets this afternoon to vote on a resolution that would recommend making Palestine a member state. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports the U.S. is expected to veto the measure, arguing that the path toward Palestinian statehood is through negotiations with Israel.
U.S. Ambassador Robert Wood says the U.S. is trying to create the conditions for an eventual two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, but does not think a U.N. vote at this point is helpful. U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres tells the Council the Middle East is, in his words, on knife edge.
Recent escalations make it even more important to support good faith efforts to find lasting peace between Israel and a fully independent, viable, and sovereign Palestinian state.
Guterres says it's high time to end the bloody cycle of retaliation between Israel and Iran, and he's calling for a ceasefire in Gaza and the return of hostages held by Hamas. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
U.S. stocks are trading lower this hour. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 40 points at 37,715. The S&P is now down 14 points, and the NASDAQ is down 70 at 15,619. You're listening to NPR News. Well, despite growing pressure from fellow Republicans, House Speaker Mike Johnson is supporting additional support for Ukraine.
I would rather send bullets to Ukraine than American boys.
Johnson notes his son is set to start at the Naval Academy in the fall. The speaker is pushing ahead with a weekend vote on four separate measures providing aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, as well as a broader package that includes a bill forcing the sale of Chinese-owned TikTok. A new study finds cities across China are sinking. NPR's Rebecca Hirsch reports the subsidence, unless British, is caused by the weight of buildings and the removal of groundwater from below.
The sweeping analysis published in the journal Science found nearly half the major cities in China are sinking. The authors estimate tens of millions of people are at risk. Robert Nichols studies subsidence at the University of East Anglia. He was not involved in the new study, but says the findings are a wake-up call for China.
This is a big problem. I mean, this needs a national response.
When cities sink, it can damage buildings and roads and cause flooding problems because water can't drain from low areas. In coastal areas, it also makes sea level rise worse because the land is getting lower as climate change causes the ocean water to get higher. Rebecca Hirscher, NPR News.
Flight operations in Dubai, home to the world's busiest airport for international travelers, still hobbled by a record deluge this week that flooded homes, major roads, and claimed multiple lives. You're listening to NPR.
Listen to this podcast sponsor-free on Amazon Music with a Prime membership or any podcast app by subscribing to NPR News Now Plus at plus.npr.org. That's plus.npr.org.